We're going to chat right now with Daryl, Craftworks in the Barn. What's going on there, Daryl?
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I assume things are a little bit quieter at the barn these days, which is unfortunate because your ad is very clear, open 365 days a year.
Yeah, no, it's certainly quieter these days. It's quieter everywhere, and I guess that's the, you know, the side of it that makes it a little bit easier. But at the same time, you know, there's lots out there doing lots of essential work, and we appreciate what they're doing, keeping us safe and healthy, and we'll be here when we can open our doors up again.
So as you mentioned, just alluded to, Craftworks at the Barn is closed right now. What has been going on at the barn while the doors have been closed?
Yeah, so Craftworks at the Barn is open. We're just closed to foot traffic. So we are offering some online purchasing, both our furniture and different product that we sell through the store. As well, offering that curbside, and we're doing front porch, garage deliveries from the furniture side if someone requires that, and we also ship around the province as well.
Fantastic. Is this just the upper portion, or is this the antique portion as well?
It's the entire store is open. When you get into the antique side, we kind of rely more on the phone calls, and we're getting a lot of phone calls, and we thank everyone for that. You know, I saw this last month in your store, and you still have it.
Yeah,
we go looking for it, and if we've got it, we can process the transaction and arrange for a curbside pickup and or to ship. So no, anything that you've seen in the store that you've seen in the past or you know is here, it's still available for sale.
By the way, I'm a big fan of the antique shop downstairs. I picked up a New York Times newspaper from World War I.
Wow.
It was a fantastic buy.
There's some amazing things down there, and I'm here most days, and every time I go down through that area, I'm still amazed. I find things I had no idea were there, and LPs, another thing that's very popular for us today. It's just a lot of people are back to collecting LPs. So again, we've had phone calls, people saying, you know, do you have that Rod Stewart LP from whatever? So we can go back down and we can check. And yeah, no, we've been getting great support.
Chat with Daryl from Craftworks at the Barn. So online shopping open, doors are closed. But again, run through some of those options that people have if there is something that they want to get from Craftworks at the Barn these days.
They can give us a call. We're here Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4. They can call anytime and leave a message as well, obviously. So they can shop by phone. They can shop online. If they see what it is that they're after, great, just click it, and it's all good from there. We also have all our furniture that's in the store online, and we're offering all that at family pricing. So you're going to get it for the same price that my sisters get it for, so some great deals.
And how much does your sister get it for? Oh, never mind. We'll figure that out later. But that's a good promotion to be able to do that as well, is to be able to still be able to encourage people to be able to buy this furniture at a reduced cost in some cases as well.
Yeah, and you know, we've got some great customers out there, and they're supporting us all the time. And some have started bedroom sets or dining sets, and they want to add on. They can get the family pricing on their new orders as well right now. So we're getting lots of inquiries and lots of phone calls and lots of support out there. So, again, I just want to say thanks to all our great followers.
As we chat with Daryl from Craftworks at the Barn, obviously looking for different ways in order to be able to do business, but also keep both your employees and the customer safe. And again, that's why the foot traffic, I'm sure, has been closed on the facility. But I'm sure there are many other ways that you're doing to keep everyone safe through this pandemic.
For sure. And we are working behind locked doors here and making sure we take all the precautions here amongst ourselves. As well, we're working on that day that we are going to be able to open that door and making sure we have the procedures in place to be cleaning the store on a regular basis for both our customers and for our staff, and we'll be ready.
Is there something happening right now? So if I make an order, I come by for my curbside pickup. Is there a maintenance going on right now to that product specifically before it's handed over to me?
Yeah, no, the product is wiped down before it goes out the door. And then goes into a bag, and we have a table set up outside that we leave it at the table. the customers are calling us once they arrive. We take it out, leave it at the table, step back, and they're able to pick it up.
Fantastic. Sounds like a well-oiled machine over there at Craftworks at the Barn. Again, I'm a big fan of the Craftworks at the Barn location. Obviously, there's lots of different limitations and that you've had to put on yourself, your staff as well, but to continue to keep the business operating in some way, shape, or form. But are there some things that you're not capable of doing that people might be familiar with if they're there on a regular basis?
I think that, as I say, we're open for business. Just unfortunately, one can't walk the store. And if you know our store and have been in it before, you know the vast assortment that we carry. We're able to find it. You know, I had someone call the other day. They saw something back in the fall, and we went looking for it. And unfortunately, we weren't able to find that one. But hey, we placed an order for them, so the next time we get them in, they'll get them. So. No, we're doing everything we can to try to make that product available for people if they're looking for it. We're also in the process of setting up our outdoor things at our garden shop next door, and we're hoping to have that out over the course of the next week. And you know, people are going for a drive, and if they happen to see something, all they have to do is phone us, and we can complete that transaction for them.
The website looks fantastic. Looking at it right now, peterworldcraftworks.ca. Through the website, of course, you're getting your message out there. Are there other forms of social media that you guys are utilizing that people can jump on and follow along?
We're on Facebook, and we've been showing different each step of the way that, you know, as we've added more to the website, we've put a message on Facebook, and we have a number of followers on Facebook, and we see it. When we post something on Facebook, there's usually some orders come through right after, so sometimes it's just a little reminder, but Facebook has been great for us, and just the number of people reaching out on email and as well, and you know, can't be here today, but we're looking forward to being there as soon as you open your doors again.
Has there been anything that's that you guys have done in the last few weeks that you're thinking, you know what, this works, this is a really good idea, maybe this is something that we can carry on after we're back up and running again? You know, obviously there's a lot more foot traffic that usually comes in, but do you guys normally do phone in orders in the past, or is this something that you might want to look at maybe doing going forward?
We've done them to some extent, not probably the curbside per se, but you know, people are calling us all the time, and we're putting things aside for people that we always say, if you see it, you need to get it, because the chances are when you're in the next time, it's not here, especially in antiques, especially in the crafters market section of the store. But a lot of our products are one-offs, or there's just a little bit, and when it's gone, it's gone. So no, that part of it, I think we do all the time. What is really different is the boss is having to work a whole lot harder right now because there's a lot less help, but we still have staff here. We're unfortunately not able to keep everybody on, but we do have some staff that we've kept on that will make us, help us and assist us to be ready to go when the doors open, and then hopefully at that point we can start to get some more support back, and the boss will be able to have a little break.
There you go, Daryl. Craftworks of the Barn, say hi to the boss for me when you see her. one thing I wanted to point out too, though, that I'm sure that's one of the conversations you've been having. Of course, you know, Daryl's a big part of the, working alongside with John Doerr, and of course that big antique car show. Have you guys had any conversations about that? Because that's a huge event each and every year that you guys have on those grounds there too.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. That's the Fowler's Corners Lions Club that that run that every year in conjunction with John Doerr and John Doerr's Auto Source. Right now, a tentative start date, it's been delayed obviously, is June 25th. And it's on our website. The Fowler's Corners Lions Club also have a website. So anyone that kind of follows that just has to watch those two, and there will be news as we get closer as to what's going to happen. But the plan is, at this point, again, it may be in a little different format than in the past, but the plan is to, in some way to make that work.
Yeah, it's a great great event every week over at the Craftworks of the Barn here in the Peterborough area. For more information, of course, you got the website, and if people want to phone or ask questions about what you guys have or about how to order something, where can they call?
705-750-1010 is our main line, and you can find us on the web at peterboroughcraftworks.com. We're here.
There we go. Sounds like it's a great opportunity to find out more about Craftworks of the Barn if you've never been there.
Yeah, well, thanks for reaching out, and I just, again, want to say thanks to all our loyal and great customers that we have out there. I want to make sure that we thank those frontline essential workers that are doing everything that they're doing every day to make us safe and healthy, and just a reminder to support local.
Thanks so much, Daryl. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now.